across the country and around the world.
We are listening now to
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
If that happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. I'm Sam Atwell, filling in for Steve Parker, a good friend of the show, Scott Carroll, sitting alongside, talking some NASCAR. That's all we do. And this week, you know, last week the driver dominoes started to fall. Tony Stewart made the big announcement that was really not a secret. Yeah. It had been rumored for months. Steve and I said back in April when we first heard the rumor that he was gone.
Yeah.
Who knows why? Apparently some details have come out since last week that have kind of shed some light on that whole situation. Apparently he was given 50% ownership of this team. He didn't have to pay a thing for it.
Yeah.
So in my mind, that makes that whole deal a total no-brainer.
Yeah, I think I'd take that. Would you please give me something for nothing? Oh, you will? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'll be done with that.
I'll come be your driver.
Yeah.
He's going to be the highest paid driver in NASCAR, which is a pretty good chunk of money every season.
Yeah.
He's got 50% ownership in a team. However, it's not a top-tier team, but the thing that Tony will be able to bring there, and like everybody has said, he'll bring sponsorships, he'll bring recognition, not to mention he's a pretty good little race car driver. Just because he hasn't won this season doesn't mean he's forgotten how to drive a race car.
Oh, absolutely not. And as you know, anybody that's a fan of NASCAR knows, those two main things that are most important, sponsorship and bringing a winning attitude to a team, those two things are the things that most of those lower-tier teams are missing. If you don't have a good sponsor, if you don't have a good knowledge base and crew and driver to kind of put everything together, you're behind the eight ball.
The missing piece in that whole puzzle at Stewart Haas Racing is the second driver, and that piece may be coming into view with the announcement earlier this week on Monday that Ryan Newman was leaving Penske Racing to pursue other opportunities for 2009 and the future. This really wasn't a surprise either. This had been rumored. You know, the performance, other than winning the Daytona 500 this year, which is huge.
Yeah.
Let's not underestimate that, because everywhere Ryan Newman is introduced now, he's the Daytona 500 winner. Derek Cope, the only thing he ever did in NASCAR was win the Daytona 500, and he's still introduced as a Daytona 500 winner. So that was a huge, huge victory. But since then, they have done nothing. And Ryan Newman is a competitive guy, and he wants to win races, and it just didn't see that at the future of Penske Racing.
Yeah, that's interesting. Penske, for years and years and years, has been one of the top-tier teams. You know, you look at Rusty Wallace and the work that he did, and when Ryan first came in and Rusty was his teammate, Ryan was winning poles left and right, and everybody's calling him the Rocket, and, you know, how are we going to stop this kid? He's got a few victories under his belt. But for whatever reason, this transition to the car of today, we're calling it, I guess,
yeah,
the car of today, that Penske just hasn't made the transition yet, and you know, who knows? They may be a year, 2 years, 5 years away, and Ryan looks at that and says, I don't know if I want to be a part of that.
Well, it really even goes back further than that, because when Kurt Busch left Roush Fenway Racing, he was looking for a better deal. He thought he could do better than he was doing at Roush Racing, and he made the move in mid-season, and it was, you know, a whole rocky transition because he got dismissed, and a lot of bad things happened there. But really, Kurt Busch hasn't done anything since he came over to Penske Racing. He's won a couple races. He had a dominant win, you know, last year, but other than just sparingly showing up in the top 10, they've really done nothing there, and it's easy to understand the frustration, and I'm not sure how long Kurt Busch's contract is for, but may we be looking at the same thing when it's time for his to be up?
Yeah, I think we may be. Kurt stepped into a tough situation. You're replacing somewhat of a legend in Rusty Wallace. Rusty was a multi-year champion, and he was winning races all the time. He had that awesome Miller Lite sponsorship, and everybody just kind of knew Rusty Miller all through the years. And then when Kurt steps in, he's a kind of a brash personality. He's a young guy, a young buck. He was winning races at Roush Fenway. He thinks he's going to come over and be the man, and it just hasn't worked out for him. And Ryan may be in that same situation.
I think Ryan Newman, and we don't know because we haven't seen the great success that we've seen for other drivers, but I think he and Tony Stewart would make a pretty powerful 1-2 team at Stewart Haas Racing to be just to bring that team up to a level that is respectable. It's
yeah.
not respectable now.
Right.
I've heard guys argue all week back and forth about, is it the drivers or is it the equipment? And everybody says, well, it's equipment from Hendrick Motorsports. And everybody's saying, it's the same equipment that the Hendrick drivers are driving. I don't believe that.
No, there's no way it can be. I mean, Sam, this is a team that has won top five, not this year, Not in the past 5 years. In the history of the team.
Exactly.
One top five. So it's not going to be an immediate change. Tony's not going to swoop in, and because he gets behind the wheel, all of a sudden they're going to start winning races. That's not going to happen. Most likely. Again, we don't want to underestimate Tony or whoever that second driver ends up being, but chances are it's going to take some time, and I think Tony's willing to take the time right now.
Tony is a talented enough driver to go to that team and pick up some victories. Whether he has the time left in the time he wants to drive to win another championship, I doubt.
Yeah.
But I got to believe that when this whole thing happened and Tony's coming into the situation, I have to believe there were some conversations with Hendrick Motorsports that said, listen, guys, I'm coming over here. We better step up the kind of equipment and the type of relationship and the cooperation that we're getting, because I'm taking a huge gamble with my driving career to come over here to this team. So I think that the Hendricks are going to need to show Tony Stewart something. And we'll have to see what that is. I don't know what it is at this point, but I'm sure that those discussions have taken place.
Yeah, Hendrick supplies motors to a lot of folks in the NASCAR Cup or the Sprint Cup garage. Not all of them are performing at a high level. So hopefully Haas CNC, Stewart Haas, can step it up now with the Hendrick program.
A lot of other vacant seats left to fill, and there's some drivers that still need to be placed. When we get back, we'll talk about that, and we'll look at who's hot and who's not for the 2008 season as we wind it up towards the chase. We'll be back right after this.